where the twist continues with a new episode of Strangers with Candy.
All right. Boot of Silence got the skills to pay the bills. Yes.
I find it offensive.
Buddha Stalin is an artist, and he has every right to do
whatever... I don't mind the video, Jerry. It's having you in my house that I find offensive. Get out!
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a builder, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some overtime. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
As you all know, Flat Point is celebrating Freedom Week. Now, Susan, why don't you tell us what freedom means to you?
My name's Orlando.
What? I have Susan Smith, seat 2B.
Oh, we sort of switched seats.
God damn it! Look, people, this is chaos! We are not starting this lecture on freedom until everyone's in their assigned seat! Move! Hustle up! We're burning daylight!
Where's your seat?
I don't know where to sit.
Well, then get out. All right, to kick off Freedom Week, Arnie's father, Minister Arsenault, is going to give us a little talk about freedom. Now, I want you to listen very carefully, because he is a prominent religious figure, and this is a public school. Okay. Minister Arsenault!
Last night, I was watching my son Arnie, watching TV, and on it was this tattooed, leather-clad fella with the curious name of Buddha Stalin. He was trying to fill my son's head with his ideas about freedom of speech. Now, what is this freedom of speech people are always speaking so freely about? Does it mean saying anything you want, anytime you want? For instance, is it okay to yell fire at a crowded book burning? Did Jesus just go around saying anything that came into his head? Yes, he did. And what happened to him? That's right. They nailed him to a telephone pole. What does this parable teach us? Keep your yapper shut! That's what God wants. And who are you going to listen to? The Almighty? Or one of those foul-mouthed, Jew, Negro, reeking, rock and roller, anti-capital punishment types like that Buddha Stalin character?
Buddha Stalin's chronic.
My point is, you want to learn about freedom, children? Read your Bible. Now on tape.
Thank you, Minister Arsenault.
Aren't we forgetting something, Mr. Noblet?
No. Oh, right, right. Okie doke, calm it up. Come on. Come on.
Come on, people, dig deep.
Freedom isn't free.
I cannot wait to tell you about Freedom Week.
Look, people, I don't think you appreciate just how serious this freedom stuff is. You cannot imagine what it was like to be a black man in the slave days. But I can. And let me tell you, it was horrible what you did to my people. Okay, for our assignment, I'm going to be passing out cameras. And your project is to take pictures of things that represent freedom. All right, I'm going to pair you up into teams. George, you'll be with Clinton. Bootsy, why don't you be with Colin? Arnie, why don't you be with Jerry?
No.
Tony, you're going to be with Susan. I'm going to put you two together. All righty. Now, tomorrow we're going to develop our pictures and we're going to display them in the Freedom Cage. And at the end of the week, Principal Blackman will be judging them for most freest. Okay, that's it for today. Take good pictures, everybody.
Great, a minister, son. What do you know about kittens all free?
Plenty. My dad has a lot of great news for freedom.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Reverend Tidat, ready to get all free?
Sure.
Okay, freedom, freedom. What says freedom?
What about breaking conventional norms?
Uh-huh.
Like putting things together in odd combinations?
Me like it. Keep talking.
White pillow in a garbage can. Oh,
you devil, you. How about a pencil in a washer, huh?
I don't think so.
How about a penis in a vagina?
Look, Jerry, I gotta go. Besides, we're not coming up with any ideas.
Oh, are we not, we?
Ah, what are you doing?
I'm feeling free. How are you feeling?
A little nauseous.
The ship's not even rocking yet.
I gotta go.
Why are you so nervous? I posed for photographs plenty of times, and the dwarf never got nervous.
Jerry, please, put your clothes back on.
We need to loosen you up. I'll get the ball rolling. Feel free to jump at any time.
Diarrhea milkshake puzzle.
Okay, class, it's time to develop our photos. Now, I want to remind you, be extra careful with these chemicals. They're very dangerous. Be careful over there.
Oh, my eyes!
Okay.
Mr. Jellyneck?
Yes, Ernie? What do I want?
I just wanted to tell you that I had nothing to do with Jerry's photos. I'd like another chance.
Oh, Arnie. I'm sorry. There's no second chances with freedom. I can't give you an F. So, now, to develop our film, I'm going to have to shut off the lights. It's going to get pretty dark in here, but there's nothing to be frightened of. Okay. Calm down. Breathe. The lights will be on soon. Something just brushed my leg. What was it? I can't find the light switch. I'm all turned around. I can't breathe. I can't. Okay. Let's get our photos in the stop bag. And I'm going to take a quick trip to the little boy's room. Look, Jerry. It's gone.
I read your freedom speech on the toilet today, and I have to say I was moved.
Happy to hear it.
Say, here's the freedom photo competition. That's peruse. Big way.
Let's see. A little boy in a towel. Nice. And a funny clown and a kitty. Jerry Blank and Arnie Arsenew. Hey, that's my boy. It looks like two longshoremen fighting over a squirrel.
Ah.
No, see, that's my one leg, and that's my other leg, and that's my...
Snatch it down.
What?
Snatch it down.
Jesus! Daddy in the spook! But she was just trying to express myself.
That's the last thing we need in Freedom Week.
Honey!
I'm sorry, that's...
This is exactly what I was talking about. It's just this kind of degenerate behavior that leads to recycling.
Jellyneck, bring that photo to my office. Too sweet.
What are you going to do with it?
That photo will never see the light of freedom.
And then the troglodyte hangs up this picture, and I mean, man... You can imagine, right, Mom?
I try not to.
Hey, hey, hey!
Girl, Jerry, I understand that you besmirched the family name again today. What were you thinking, hanging up that picture of yourself? I don't blame Principal Blackman for being shocked. It is grotesque.
Look, it's not my problem if people can handle a nude picture of me.
What? It was naked as well? Oh, good Lord.
What's it matter? Blackman's got it now, and the whole thing's over.
Mrs. Blank, I was just on my way to go play some tennis, and then something occurred to me. Is Jerry here?
Are you behind this photograph fiasco?
It's Freedom Week, Mrs. Blank. It just happened. It's bigger than both of me. Jerry, you can't just take this lying down.
But I'm just so comfortable. And besides, it's just some stupid photo.
Let me tell you a little story.
Oh, no.
I had a painting hang in a gallery once, and it was viciously censored.
Did someone snatch it down like my photo?
No, nobody bought it. Not even when I slashed the price. I was so disgusted, I pulled it from the gallery and donated it to the Crab Shanty restaurant. You know something? They censored me as well, because when I went there for a bucket of hush puppies, it wasn't hung prominently.
Well, maybe it wasn't any good.
No, Jerry. If this was an isolated incident, I'd say maybe. But they did the same thing to my novel, my collection of poetry, and my sportswear line.
Oh, my God.
Don't you see what's happening, Jerry? They're trying to censor me again by censoring you.
I don't want to cause any troubles.
Jerry, with that kind of attitude, you're never going to have any pain in your life. Don't you want to be like the great freedom fighters like Gandhi?
What happened to him?
They shot him in the stomach. Or Martin Luther King.
What happened to him?
They shot him in the head. Or Bobby Kennedy.
Someone shoot him?
No, he drowned in a car accident. His brother was driving. The point is, Jerry, if I didn't have your neck to stick out there, I would never go through with this. What do you say?
Let me just think about it.
I'm going to go see Derek.
Should I fight censorship? I know. I'll take my mind off my dilemma with news of the latest Buddha Stalin outrageousness. Buddha Stalin fights censorship. Why does that sound so familiar? Think. I'm just like Buddha Stalin. I gotta tell Mr. Jelinek I'm in. Mr. Jelinek, I'm in!
Great! I thought we'd have lunch together and outline our plan of attack. What do you think about locking all the doors and setting fire to the school?
Can we talk about it later? I'm really not that hungry right now.
That's it. Hunger strike. We'll go on a hunger strike.
Both of us?
Yeah, you won't eat and I won't feed you. You'll be just like Bobby Sands.
What happened to him?
He starved to death.
My informants tell me that Blank is going to try a hunger strike. That couldn't have been her idea. It's that Jelinek pulling the strings. And that chubby, mindless puppet is his chubby, mindless puppet.
What's Joffrey thinking? He's being so rebellious, like some leather-clad biker with the smell of cheap alcohol on his breath. Tight pants creaking like a rusty door hinge as he makes his way across the bar and pins you to the wall with that smoky glare of his. You want to run, but you can't. Can't move. It's like he's trapped you like some helpless woodland creature. You guys know what that's like, right?
This is good. What is this?
This is really good.
Look, Onyx, Blank and that fragile art teacher are trying to threaten you, and I swear, if you bow to their threats, I will destroy you.
Destroy me? How are you going to destroy me? But he's all loving, and can you do that?
Let's see.
All right, Minister, don't get your vestments in a bind. I'll put a quick and painful end to this little demonstration. I will bring her down. Principal speaking. Get out.
Freedom.
Freedom.
My scoop.
Freedom.
Retreat.
Freedom.
Before they eat us alive.
Freedom.
Alive, I say.
Freedom.
It's a freedom frenzy. She's bringing those students together and it's tearing the school apart. Nugget, break out the water hoses and the dogs.
Right. I don't think we have those.
What kind of school is this?
I don't know, Onyx, but maybe I should have a little chat with God about raining fire down on its leaders.
Why don't you have a little chat with God and tell him to rain fire down on Jerry Blank?
Doesn't work that way.
Wait, why are we panicking? Without any food in there, I'm sure Jerry can't hold out for long.
Are you joking? She can live off stored fat. Her hips alone could take us into the next semester. We've got to bring her down, now!
Look, we don't have to break blank. Joffrey's the key, and I know all about his keyhole.
To get you to stop this protest-hungry strike.
This is about artistic freedom, and I am an artist. I am unmovable. Nothing can sway me.
I'll buy one of your leaf collages and hang it in the hall.
You got a deal, mister!
Jerry! Jerry, we won! We won! Yeah!
The censorship has been shattered.
They're going to display my artwork?
No, they're going to display mine. Get on out of there. Let's go get something to eat. We'll get some breaded chops or something. Come on.
No, I won't come out. I will stay in this cage until I'm allowed to express my expression.
But they won't buy my art.
I'm sorry.
Why are you censoring me, Jerry? I hate you.
I can't believe she didn't break. How did they break Biko?
They beat him to death with pipes.
I've got a pipe in the back of my car.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea of something that'll hit her a lot harder than a pipe.
Have you come to your senses? Are you willing to call off your hunger strike?
No, I will not. Because freedom means never having to say you're hungry.
I'm sorry, Jerry. You have to repeat that. I couldn't hear you over the roar of all this fudge.
Fudge.
I'll just sit right here while you rethink its chocolatiness.
I think she's fainted.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my God. Oh, that's real butter.
Oh,
Minna.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, sweetie, man. Where are you going?
I'm so disappointed in you, Jerry. I thought you really meant the things you hadn't said.
Wait! It was just a little fudge break. It's not over. I'll be starving again before you know it.
Sorry for your fruitless pain and humiliation, Jerry. Here's a little consolation prize, your picture.
This is just the head.
Yes, the minister kept the naughty part for safekeeping. I think he's having them laminated. Well, I'm sure you're as glad as I am that this is all over. Well, I have to admit, it was a bold and stupid effort.
I couldn't find a pipe, but I got this.
No need, minister. We've already administered a vicious beating of baked goods.
freedom. I guess that about says it all. What am I gonna do? Buddha. Wait a minute. That's it!
Alrighty then. It's now time to judge the best representation of liberty within the prescribed limits of freedom. Remember, the winner's work will hang in the lunchroom, so let's find that lucky photo. Huh?
I got nothing to show!
Let me see that.
Now, I know it's shocking.
Shockingly arousing. What did you do here, Blank?
Well, since all I had was my head, I cut out another body from the centerfold of Muff Parade.
We have a winner!
Could I get a copy of that? Maybe without the...
Consider it done.
Wait a minute! Why isn't this naked photo causing a stink?
I don't know, Blank. Somehow, without your body attached, it doesn't seem so stinky.
Well, as Benjamin Franklin Jefferson Grover Washington Jr. once said, the tree of liberty must be watered periodically with the blood of patriots. And I don't know what that means, but what I have learned is that the sexier you are, the more freedom you deserve. Get out of my way. Now that's a set of Manchesters.
The United Haze of Hysterica. You try to trap me in your hysterica, but I lured you into my larica. Now who's gonna answer